GCSE Podcast with Lottie and Scarlett.
Hi everyone, I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Lottie, and welcome back to GCSE Revision Pod.
Yes, you'll notice that I'm actually here in the flesh today. I'm not on the phone, I am in the studio.
We are really hoping for a much better quality this episode, so let us know, leave a rating and a review, because that's the only way we can become more recognised on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, so without further ado, I will introduce today's podcast topic. So it is going to be a selection of interviews with revision gurus. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, let's go for that. Yeah. We have got people including
Studies with Paige and Revision Card.
Then we interviewed Purple Pastel Highlighters and Stylish Study.
Then we interviewed a few people that we know. We interviewed a lovely girl called Lottie Pike, who actually helped do our theme tune. We interviewed Nicola Cato on revising for GCSE languages and Jess Westwood on revising with dyslexia.
We also asked some questions via message to GCSE Revision Tips. You can find them all on Instagram, and we'll have their Instagram handles linked in the description of this podcast.
Make sure to check them out. They're so lovely for agreeing to do their interviews with us. So yeah, that just check the description.
This is our first question. What is your favourite revision method and why?
My favourite revision method is to read like from textbooks or revision guides and take notes from them. This helps me remember the information, and I like to use revision cards, you know, for quick revision and quick knowledge, quick fire questions.
Right, my favourite revision method is to use revision cards because they're effective and easy to use. They're also easy to transport if you have to transport them for, say, for example, like going for school and then home. And it's just a method that works best for me. But in the future, I definitely want to experiment more with like different studying methods, see if there is one which works better.
I really like to revise with flashcards because I find them very quick to make. And that means I feel more motivated when I make them because I can see the progress I'm making with all my topics. They're also really easy to be tested on. Like you can have your friends help you like whenever. And they're also very portable. So I normally bring mine in my blazer pocket, and then just like at school, whenever I'm free, I can just go through them whenever I want.
Great, I love flashcards as well.
So my favourite, I don't know whether it's exactly a method of revision or whether it's note-taking, but I love the Cornell system. Anyone that follows my TikTok or Instagram will know I literally preach about this method, but I love it. I find it really helps me get the knowledge into my head because you have to actively be thinking about it as well when you write the sections like at the side, and that is one thing that I really think helped information stay in my head as a Cornell method.
Well, I think it depends for the different subjects that you do. Like for example, with languages, I think Quizlet's really good because obviously you have to focus on vocabulary the most and stuff like that, so Quizlet definitely for languages. And for the subjects with lots of content, like essay subjects, like geography, philosophy and ethics, I think mind maps are really good because you can condense all your notes. You have it all there for when you want to practice with different exams, past papers. And I think that's the overlying thing. I think marking your past papers is really good because you can see, you get practice and you see where you went wrong, and then you can work on the things that you went wrong on, and I think that's a really good thing. Also, to-do lists, I'm a big fan of to-do lists just to keep yourself in check. And yeah, so it really depends on your subject, I think, but a range of revision techniques, I think, is good to have a bit of variation.
Yeah.
Listening, I mainly just made vocab lists because obviously when you're hearing it, you have to pick up on the main pieces of language that they're saying and the tenses. So rather than, I usually make flashcards, but for French, I found it easier to just make vocab lists and get my mum or my dad to test me on them and then revise, just use like past papers as well. that your teacher sends you?
Okay, well, I think everybody's different, to be honest. Like, for me, it's mostly just memory and sometimes visualising things is good. Like, in physics, you know, equations, it's good to visualise them and remember the pictures. But definitely memory. I've done a lot of memory things and questions as well, like remembering what the question is actually asking you.
The second question is, what is a tip you'd give those going into year 10?
I'd say don't take this year for granted. Like, you'll definitely learn quite a bit of new information this year. So have fun, but take it seriously. You'll regret it if you don't.
A tip I would give for those going to year 10 would be to focus on understanding information rather than revising it, as there isn't much like point, as by the time you get into year 11, you will have probably forgotten the most things you revised. But I do highly recommend making revisions the resources now, as it's less to do in year 11. But I think you should find a way that you can revise in year 10 by revising for different methods for topic tests.
So for an exam year, I feel like you have to start to have some initiative. I would really always stress the word initiative in sixth form, but if you want to be studious and achieve well in year 11, I cannot stress initiative enough. You need to be asking your teachers if you don't understand, getting ahead on stuff, rereading, just taking... not taking everything so literally. So if a teacher says do this, you do that, and then you also expand on something. So really just taking control of your learning and what you need to know, and not being spoon-fed as much.
How do you prepare for a new year?
I don't really prepare. I just make sure I have everything, like my uniform, and then my favourite bit is buying new stationery, I have to admit. That's about it, really.
Yeah, I'm just preparing by just like relaxing in the 6 week holidays, because I don't want to stress about anything. The only work I'm doing is for art and drama, because I didn't get all that done, which is my fault, but it's fine. I'm taking this time just to make revision resources, which I regret not making year 10. We go back to school on the 9th of September, so about like 2 weeks before then I'll probably go and get my stationery ready, so I'm not rushing.
So first of all, I make sure I have all the books I need and like revision guides and download all the specifications. I also make sure that I tidy everything, so all my folders are all organised and like my school bag doesn't have any rubbish in, and my desk is all nice and clean.
Wow. I love the stationery part, buying all my new folders and my pens and my pencils, and my mum hates that part. Buying everything that I need is essential, because although, yes, it's fun, you need to have those flashcards. You need to be prepared with like your clear pencil case and all the things that you need for an exam year. But just organising as well, so having note systems and places that I can put stuff, that's really great. Also getting ahead on the spec, that is another thing that I would strongly suggest.
Are there any apps or websites that you would recommend for studying?
The only ones I use are the CGP and BBC Bite Size. I love both CGP, as I can transport my revision guides anywhere, and BBC Bite Size, as I like the quizzes. They really help the information stick in my mind.
I actually have quite a few, so it's hard to pick one. So I love to use Flip to keep focus and not go on my phone, because that's a really big distraction, especially when you're studying. I also love to adapt to plan and track and keep my revision organised, and also my life in general. And as for like revision and learning, I like to use Stairway Learning for quick revision, and then for longer periods of time to revise. It's not an app, but it's a website. It's Seneca, which definitely needs to be made into an app, but that's just amazing. And some other apps I could include would be Udeva, which is spelled U-D-E-A-V-O-U-R. I don't know how to pronounce it.
and that's for chemistry, and then there's Quizlet, who, and then, like Paige said, bite size.
First of all, I use ADAPT because I use it for my to-do lists, and you can also track how much GCSE revision you've done, so it's all like you can see how much you've done and what you need to do. And then I use Seneca for like quick recaps of all the stuff I've learned. Like right before an exam, I'll just go over everything. And then I use a Pomodoro app for when I'm studying so that I know when to take my break and I feel a lot more motivated.
Wow. There's an app and I cannot remember it for the life of me. It came up in an Instagram ad once and I had it for my A-levels. It is an app that if I remember it, I will send it to you so you can check it out. But it makes your revision timetable for you. It came up on an ad and I totally forgot it. But you put in your exam board and it knows all the topics and it like makes a whole revision list for you, which is absolutely amazing. Another one I love is Quizlet for just learning things, subjects that are basically like regurgitated information. Quizlet is great for like languages and some humanities. I think they're my top two. Oh, and I love Canva as well, but that's slightly different.
How do you revise languages grammar?
Oh, grammar is a hard one. I do struggle with it. I tend to make posters and write out like the key points that you need to remember. And then right before I go into the exam, I make sure I go over the main points because you don't necessarily need to practice it. You just need to know the main points of like, for tenses, because tenses is part of grammar, you need to just know the main points of putting it together. So yeah. I just go over like the outline of how to do it all, I guess. I don't really know.
Are you a fan of music when revising?
I like to think I am, but I'm definitely not. Like in lessons, if the teachers say, oh, you can listen to music, then I'll listen to music. But in reality, I'll just sing along to the words and then it will just slow me down. Mm-hmm. And my mind will just run away. So yeah. That is my answer.
How do you prepare for an exam?
Well, I think it's really good to prepare from a long way away from the exam so you can get that long-term memory in. I would really try and avoid the last-minute cramming just before the exam, because when you get in there, it's all going to go, your short-term memory is just going to leave. So I would say that's the really important part of revision, to get your long-term memory in so you don't have to panic that much before an exam. And yeah, I think it's all about mindset. You've got to go in, you've got to hype yourself up, say, yes, I'm going to get this A star. So when you go into the exam, you're all calm, you're ready to do it. And yeah, you haven't like panicked yourself, because I think that's where lots of people, you know, get too overworked and they get very stressed. So I think mindset definitely, so you can get that long-term revision in.
And finally, how do you stay productive with the subjects that you're not as keen on?
Yeah, this is a really, really difficult one, especially for GCSE people, because obviously you haven't chosen to do like sciences, maths, for example. And me personally, I really, really hated physics. So that was really, really hard to get the same amount of revision in as for your favourite subjects. I think the way that I thought of it was, why do I hate physics? Probably because I was really bad at it. So I just thought, if I work at it, I'm going to be better at it. So then it might not be as laborious than the other ones that I really liked and that I kind of was good at and wanted to do for A-level. Obviously, you want to focus mainly on the ones that you like, because you might take them for A-level and you want to get those good grades for them. But yeah, especially for maths, in year 10, I really didn't like maths. But then I was just practicing and practicing all the time and I got quite good at it. And then it was really fun. I don't know. This might just be me, but I think when you're better at something, you find it easier to do. And another thing, if you want to timetable out your revision, Maybe put it at the start of the day so you can get it out of the way and do the fun stuff by comparison later on in the day. So just get it out, and when you're all productive in the morning, you can do your least favourite subject maybe, and it would not be as hard as in the afternoon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of GCSE Revision Pod. Join us next week for tips for revising for physics and some exam technique.
Yes. Once again, thank you to all the lovely girls who we interviewed today. It was so nice of them to do that for us. Make sure to catch us next Saturday. And we are going back to school soon, so expect even more podcasts on their way.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at GCSE Revision Pod and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts for us to move up the ranks. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
GCSE Podcast with Lottie and Scarlett.